Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and it is my turn to welcome you all because it is once again time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. But before we get to that, happy season six, Ian.
You as well, Mike. They said it couldn't be done.
Well,
they were half right.
Yeah. But before we get to all that fun, let's clear up my challenge from last week.
Start with the phrase Lake Chad. Rearrange the letters in one word and add a letter to the other word without rearranging to get the names of two things that might be next to each other on a supermarket shelf. What are they? The answer being kale, and if you add an R, chard. All right, Mike. Well, this is our first show of September, and that got me thinking about the Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt song Try to Remember from the Fantastics.
Oh, as one does.
The original off-Broadway production opened in 1960 and ran for 42 years and more than 17,000 performances. A 2006 revival is still going strong at the Jerry Orbach Theater. So today's show is all about long-running shows.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Cats debuted on Broadway in 1982 and ran for 18 years. For a time, it was the longest-running Broadway musical in history before being surpassed by The Phantom of the Opera. The musical is based on a 1939 book of poems called Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats, written by whom?
That is Mr. T.S. Eliot.
Nicely done, and as every good crossworder knows, you might see a T.S.E. somewhere in the southeast corner.
Yeah.
And you might regret it, too.
Yeah, you would regret it if you clued it that way, that's for sure.
On Broadway in a revival since 1996, the second longest running show in history was celebrated at this year's Tony Awards by an actress who's played three different roles in the production, Velma Kelly, Roxy Hart, and Mama Morton. What is this show? And for a bonus point, who's the actress?
The show is Chicago. I mean, I'm going to know it as soon as you say it, of course, but
the answer is Bebe Neuwirth.
Oh, Bebe Neuwirth, of course.
The third longest running Broadway show opened in 1997 and won six Tony Awards the next year, including Best Musical. Featuring songs like The Stampede, Rafiki Mourns, and Grasslands Chant, it's based on a 1994 film of the same name, which is?
The Lion King.
Nicely done, and the Grammy-winning Elton John Tim Rice song Can You Feel the Love Tonight is, of course, in both the film and the show. 15th on the list of longest-running Broadway shows is a production that ran from 1972 to 1980. The actor Barry Pearl played Sonny on that show's first national tour in 1973, Duty in the 1978 movie, and had a cameo in the live TV version this year. What show are we talking about?
This is a show that I also had a role in one time in my past. Grease.
Who'd you play?
I was the teen angel.
Oh! And finally, like the aforementioned The Phantom of the Opera, the sixth longest running show on Broadway also takes place in a theater, opening on a bare stage during auditions. Directed and choreographed by Michael Bennett, it ran for 6,137 performances from 1975 to 1990 and featured songs like One and I Hope I Get It. What show are we talking about?
It's Waiting for Godot. Now that is a chorus line.
Yes, and I read as I was preparing this show that they're already planning a 50th anniversary revival for 2025.
You're going to get tickets for that 2025 show sooner than you're going to get Hamilton tickets.
Well, Mike Nothnagel was above the marquee this week. He went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or after a brief intermission, you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions that Ian just asked us, look at some extra credit questions, or flip to the back of the playbill and look at this challenge. Ian.
Start with the term Broadway play. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a 5-letter word for what a Broadway play might win and the 7-letter name of a certain magazine. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge. I'll find an understudy and we'll be back at the same time next week.
And scene.